Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well live? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Our food for the day. Love these little segments that we do, but our food for the day is cayenne pepper. Now, amazingly enough, cayenne pepper has a lot of medicinal properties. Great for the body. Unbelievable. Great for kidney health. People that have been dealing with potential dialysis and kidney renal failure have seen tremendous results by using cayenne pepper. The cayenne pepper does several things, but increases metabolism by immediately influencing venous structure. Is nothing short of amazing with its effects for the circulatory system as it feeds vital elements into the cell structure, capillaries, veins, arteries, and helps adjust blood pressure to normal levels. Yes, cayenne pepper for high blood pressure. Just said that. Certainly one of the core uses, but cayenne cleans arteries as well. It helps rid the body of the bad LDL cholesterol and triglycerides. Considering that heart disease is the number one killer in America, it's pretty significant. Cayenne is also great for the stomach and the intestinal tract. It stimulates the peristalsis motion of the intestines for rebuilding the tissue in the stomach, facilitating healing with the stomach and intestinal ulcers. Cayenne pepper for ulcers is not something most would have considered, but I can testify, like in this article we're reading through here, it's remarkably capable of cayenne. So here's some key benefits for cayenne pepper. The herb is great food for the circulatory system. Remember that. Cayenne regulates the flow of blood from the head to the feet, so the pressure is equalized. It influences the heart immediately and then gradually extends the effects to the arteries, capillaries, and nerves. And frequently, if the pulse is not increased, it's given more vigor. Human circulation, it's warming, dilating, specific for varicose veins, is very good as a counter-irritant as well, as it brings blood to the surface and allows toxins to be taken away. So one thing you need to be having in your little cupboard or cabinet there is cayenne pepper. Incredible for the circulatory system and for the heart. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Dave. Hi, Dave. What's up?
Yes, I have a question about a test, a PSA test for prostate. And I've had possibly four biopsies, but they all come back negative. Do I need to continue to take the biopsies when they offer it to me? Or is there something in my diet that's causing the enlargement?
Well, the prostate itself is probably something in your diet causing it for sure. But now, how long has this been going on? Has this been going on for a while, or is this fairly new?
It's been going on for about 3 years, I guess. About two years.
What is your prostate number, the PSA number? What
are they? It was like a 8, and it went up to about a 10 or 11.
Okay.
And then it dropped back down.
That's good.
And the doctor put me on Evidort.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To take the swelling. So about a year ago, I had another biopsy done, and he, like, stuck needles, like 12 sticks. To try to get all over, the prostate.
Sure.
So that when they test it, see if it's cancer there. But each time, this is my fourth one that I've had, and they still come back negative.
There's certain foods you want to eat on a regular basis, and there's also certain supplements that you can take that can support the body for prostate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very good.
Right.
So the avocado is really good. Every single day you should eat an avocado. It's great. Fatty acids are really good for the body, but it contains a component in it called beta-cysterol. And the beta-cysterol is really, really good for prostate health. It helps lower inflammation around the prostate, supports prostate health, just phenomenal when it comes to the health of the prostate. So that's one thing that you can do. Saw palmetto, pumpkin seed oil, those are really good. Zinc is really important too. The zinc is the top mineral that our body needs so much for overall prostate health, but also our testosterone levels. And testosterone, as you know, male hormone, is so critical
right.
and so important for our body. Now, there's debate on it whether low testosterone can affect the prostate or too high of a level. Really, the bottom line is a little byproduct of testosterone called DHT. And then, are they getting your blood test done? How often are they doing your blood test right now for the PSA?
Well, I got to go back, and it's been about six months, close to a year. It's been 6 months, and he wanted to do another PSA.
Yeah, that's smart. You want to stay on top of that. And here's
yes,
the key.
Sir.
See, the key is for prostate cancer is the adage is if the PSA doubles within a year. That's when it's a good, strong indicator that you're probably dealing with cancer. So if it goes from, like you said, it was 8 and it jumped to, what, 11 or 12?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big jump, and you really need to be aggressive with it and stay on top of it and make sure that it comes down. But if it were to go from, say, 8 to 16, that would be very significant. And so you'd really want to be careful at that point. But, yeah, I mean, with everything you got going on, just focus on prevention right now. Because every 6 months, they're going to probably want to check that prostate, if not less than that. And so every single day, every minute of the day that you have to work on the prostate, to do everything you can to keep it healthy, that is such a key for you right now. And that's what you want to focus on, doing everything you can to keep that prostate healthy. And eating the foods every single day, keeping your testosterone levels at a moderate level, eating the right kind of foods, healthy fats, 30% of your diet in good, clean, healthy fats, omega 3, 6, and 9, staying away from a lot of the saturated fats, and keeping your body overall healthy. I mean, that's the key with prostate health. And it's such, literally, if you can stay ahead of the game with prostate health, it's so important because it's a slow grower. So prostate cancer, if you find just a little bit, it's such slow growing that you'll be able to manage it later on. And they always say with prostate that that something will kill you first, something else will kill you before prostate cancer will. But at the end of the day, you want to know, you want to do everything you can to steer clear of any kind of cancer. So prevention is the key. High amounts of green leafy vegetables, green food supplements are very, very good. Keep the body alkaline. There's a pH balance within the body, alkalinity and acidity, and keeping the body more alkaline in balance with that is a real key in what you want to do. So keeping everything balanced in the midline is something that's so important, especially when you're dealing with the prostate. But yeah, I would definitely focus on prevention with that. That is always a good, strong key. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You know, diabetes cuts years off lifespan in Americans. Right now, diabetes cuts about 8.5 years off the lifespan of the average 50-year young person. Compared to the 50-year young person without diabetes, new research indicates. A study also shows that older adults with diabetes have a lower life expectancy at every age compared to people who do not have the disease. For example, researchers say the difference at age 60 is 5.4 years. It's the 1 year by 90. Pretty impressive. Diabetes is becoming an epidemic. What are we doing as a people to make a difference? To steer clear of it. Well, you can change your lifestyle. Remember, it's one of the number one lifestyle-related health challenges, and you can make a huge difference just by changing the way you eat, adding in exercise, and changing your mindset.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Merry Christmas. Peter Krasnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.48.20. A 1 ounce gold Cougar Ant can be purchased for $16.89.32, $8.44.66 for a half ounce, or $4.22.33 for a quarter ounce. $16.89.32, $8.44.66, and $4.22.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Out of sight.
Holiday time right now. What are you thinking about? You thinking about going shopping all the time, everybody spending money, going around to get presents and all that sort of thing? Or are you going to the Christmas parties? Running around to the parties and everybody's got all the good things to eat. Guarantee you, most of them are not gluten-free. Of course not. And are you going to be eating and snacking like crazy and gain that holiday 10 or 15 pounds and then hit the New Year's resolution and say, oh, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to eat what I want right now because New Year's is right around the corner. And then New Year's comes around and you get too busy. And you'll say, well, spring's right around the corner. Come March 1st, I'm going to get in shape. It's swimsuit season. I'm going to get on the cardio. I'm really going to get my diet together. And then March comes around. And you've got other reasons. There's always a reason why you can't achieve your health goals. And here on the show, we want to help you achieve your health goals. There's always a way. But you have to have the hope to know that you can. You have to have the ability to believe that you can. You have to have the tools to know that you can. And that's what we want to help you do right here. If you have questions about your health, give us a call, 888-283-7272. And talk about one of the toughest, this one I'll talk about tonight, one of the toughest obstacles you have to overcome to reach your health goals. What's the one thing that's holding you back? You talk to me about that. We're going to talk about what it takes to overcome that one thing that's holding you back. You call 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off and now go with Ann. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show. Hello, Ann. You with us?
Can you hear me?
I sure can. How can we help?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I think I have torn a lateral ligament on my knee, on my kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
I fell out of a canoe, as embarrassing as that is to say,
it's okay.
A couple months ago, and it wasn't very deep, and I landed on the rocks, and it didn't swell a lot, but it bruised really bad. And I have been limping around for the last 2 months. I'm one of these underemployed. I had a wonderful job with insurance. Now I have a wonderful job, but no insurance.
Right.
And I called my regular doctor and talked to his nurse, and she said that with an X-ray, they really wouldn't be able to tell and suggested me to go see an orthopedic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And the orthopedic surgeon wants a minimum of $400, and if they do an MRI, you're looking at $1,700 to $2,200.
That's right. It's a lot.
And I just really can't afford it right now. And my question is, if I just ignore the pain, I've been hobbling around, and, you know, I put ice on it and everything, but if I just continue to ignore this, will I do any permanent damage to my knee? It feels very unstable. It's very painful, but it's just one of those things. I just don't have the money right now.
I understand. Well, let's break it down just a little bit. When you got out of the canoe, what happened? Did your knee twist?
It did. I believe it twisted and it hit the rocks.
But did it give out before you hit the ground? Like,
no.
Did it twist and pop?
When I hit.
It was when you hit. And
it's
been hurting ever since, right?
Yes.
The only way they can really tell the soft tissue and what's going on is an MRI. I mean, that is true. But the thing is, you definitely don't want to just suck it up and just wait. Because what's happening is, it's already probably, if it tore, it's already healed, torn,
mm-hmm.
by this time. So even if a surgeon were to look at it and they saw it torn on the MRI, they'd have to go back in and repair it.
Somebody said something about a cadaver ligament.
Yeah, they usually do that. Well, they'll do that with it. It's called a lateral collateral ligament. That's the one you're thinking
mm-hmm.
about. And then you got the medial collateral ligament. And the anterior cruciate ligament is the one that tears in the middle of the knee that makes everything unstable. So, like, when you're walking, it feels like the knee's going to buckle.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's the anterior cruciate ligament. If that tore, you definitely need to get that fixed because your knee will always be unstable. Now, the muscles around the knee, you can build those up and you can hold them and potentially keep it strong.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you'll need to get it corrected. So, I mean, yeah, the MRI is the only thing that's really going to go in and be able to look at it and dissect it at this point in time. But it would be worth it. Dig around a little bit. I know you've got an orthopedic that you can go to for $400, but there's some faith-based clinics around different areas. If you'll do the research and ask, or maybe there's someone even where in our office that could help you find something in your area that's more faith-based, that has they have discounted rates, and they connect with hospitals that give free care away, and there's people that will do that. And maybe they'll be able to help you find an MRI at a lower rate, or even to get into an orthopedic surgeon for a cheaper rate as well. Someone that would take you and that would obviously spend the time with you to be able to help you. And that's the route you'd want to go. But first and foremost, I would at least, if you can't get the MRI because it's too expensive, I would go in and talk with someone, another orthopedic surgeon, see if you can get an opinion at least, with them to lay their hands on you and actually do the, their different orthopedic tests. You can test the ligaments and see if things are torn, and they can gauge pretty well if it has been torn or not. Because if you're going to spend that kind of money, $2,000 on a test, if they can remotely figure it out, they may have to go in there and clean it out anyway. It'd be better to spend that money toward even a light version of surgery to go in to repair that. And a lot of surgeons really won't do surgeries unless you've had the test done so they can verify everything. But you might just want to keep looking around. There's got to be somebody that will eventually help you in the middle of this. And I know it's tough because you've lost insurance, and it's a tough time. That's why we do our free health clinics with Diagnosis Hope. And we do those periodically. We'll be doing some next year. But, of course, it doesn't have surgery involved, and it doesn't have MRIs. But if you could find someone to talk to, even just go to a faith-based clinic and just ask them. A lot of them have connections with specialists that, with people in your financial situation, it's more of a financial hardship, that they'll do what they can to help you. You may have to pay a little bit, but maybe not quite so much. And that's the route I would go. In the meantime, if it is ligament, just a little tidbit, manganese is a great mineral that helps ligaments strengthen and repair. In cod liver oil, the omega-3 fatty acids, along with vitamin C, can help. It's just good nutrition for all connective tissue. And that can be something that's not going to fix it, but it can help. Okay, stay in touch with us on that.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, you talk about it, and you want to know about it, that's what we do here on this show. You're dealing with it? Call me. Let's talk about it. Because the body is amazing. If it can get sick, it can also get well. You can lifestyle your way into getting sick. You can lifestyle your way out and get well. You just have to be willing to make the changes. So many times, people want doctors to do everything for them, but it comes down to you. It comes down to you wanting to make changes in your life, being willing to want to get well. And the second question after we always ask people, do you want to get well, is, are you willing to do what it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well? Because the body is pretty amazing. And if you look at the way the body is made, the way the body regenerates new healthy cells every single day, old cells die off every single day, and the choices that we make every single day really do make a difference. And just like the principles we talk about here on the show, and just like the principles that I have in my book, and just like we talk about with all that we do here at Dr. Asa On Call, remember, the one thing you want never to lose is hope. Hope is the greatest bit of medicine that anyone could ever have. And that on this show, for sure, in everything that we do. We want to make sure you have that. Let's go to Joy now. Hi, Joy. Welcome to the show. I like that name, Joy.
Thank you. My 19-year-old daughter has recently become very ill with a diseased gallbladder, according to the diagnosis. And they did an ultrasound about a week and a half ago, and she only had one stone. But they said the lining of her gallbladder was thick and needed to be removed. So I'm calling on the basis of if she can get sick, she can get healed. She is scheduled for surgery next Thursday to have it removed because she just simply cannot keep anything down.
So
I'm calling to see if what you think about that.
So the stone itself, they say, is it lodged? Is it blocking?
No.
It's not.
The test results show that it is not blocking.
It's not blocking. Okay.
Not blocking. Mm-hmm. The blood results come back, and the ultrasound both show that it's not blocking, but she simply is consistently throwing up bile.
Mm. Okay. Well, I mean, here's the deal. She can't hold anything down right now at all?
I'll say in the last 24 hours, she can hold down stuff like saltine crackers or something very, very light. But she's not able to process anything much heavier than that.
Here's the deal. When the body gets to that place, for whatever the stone's doing inside, it might be the only option. It really might. Now, I mean, there's things you can do. There's gallbladder flush that she can do and all that. But see, if she can't really hold down anything right now, it's going to be, I mean, she can do the whole apple juice and all that sort of thing for 3 days. It's where you juice organic apples, but you got to be really careful with that. I mean, if she's at that place, that's when people are just having some light cramping, some slight pain in that area, and they're going about life fairly normal. You see what I mean? So you've got to be careful. I mean, she needs to be real careful. If she's having that much of a reaction, and you know, everybody's pointing to it. I mean, have you had multiple opinions or just one doctor has told you this? Joy?
Are you there?
Yeah, we just had an issue with the phone. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. We've had two opinions because we've been to the ER, two separate ERs twice, or, you know, once each. We got your book just last week and was getting ready to do the fast, but I felt like this was so severe that I needed to take her back and have a second opinion.
Good.
And I asked each medical doctor if they would recommend her cleansing her system, and of course they said no.
Yeah, of course.
So I thought I'd call Dr. Asa back.
Let's just make sure. So, no, I mean, because the thing is, she's having such a reaction right now, and it's not worth it. I mean, the gallbladder is important, don't get me wrong, but it's like they, as in medicine, as they always say, it's not a vital organ. You know, it's not life or death. But when it starts flaring up or it starts doing what it's doing, it can be. It can be a real challenge. And so I think in the position that she's in, I mean, I kind of lean with the doctors on this one. If she's constantly throwing up and she has bile coming up and, yeah. If you're asking my thoughts, I don't think it's time for a flush. I think it's time to make sure she's going to be okay, really. Because if her body's reacting that hard to it, it's just too much of a challenge. But here's the thing. If they do end up taking it out, let's just, you know, if she wakes up the next day or whatever and things resolve, then that would just be great. I mean, I'll tell you this. If she does end up having it take out, there's bile salts that she can start taking, two amino acids that will make bile salts. And she'll probably need to take them on an ongoing basis because, obviously, when the gallbladder's gone, then it'll be a little bit more of a challenge for her. But it's okay. I mean, the body can still function. You can still do certain things nutritionally to cause the body to work better. And, of course, she'll be able to still handle fats and digest fats, just not as well as she did before. And so you can do some little things like using glycine and taurine. Those are two amino acids. But those are the two amino acids that make the bile salts that help break down fats within the body. So see, that would be a couple of things that can really, really help her. But I would go with that. I mean, the flush is one thing when someone is not that symptomatic. I mean, for her to be not feeling well, is she having a lot of side pain? I mean, unless she's having the vomiting.
Terrible. Terrible.
Right.
They've got her on a lot of medicine right now just to eliminate the terrible pain.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's...
They said her, it was acting colicky.
Sure.
And it was just consistently contracting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did they do any type of ejection test? It's called a HIDA scan, where they inject the dye in there and see how it clears? Did they do
that? And you could see that. They showed the results of that as well, so...
She's had all the tests.
Had the tests, you know. It's just that I wanted to take a holistic approach to it.
Yes,
you know, because I believe that our bodies are created to heal themselves.
They are.
But in her case, I was really stumped. I was like, I don't know what else to do.
You're at a red line point with her. Now, when do they say they're talking about taking this out?
Next Thursday.
Okay. Are they just telling her to eat a normal diet or eat what she can until then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've given her three different types of medication just to get her through.
Have you shown them the concept of what you want to do with the flush with just apple juice and water?
They wouldn't even consider it.
Why don't you go ask them, can she drink apple juice and water for the next week? Ask them.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt.
Their opinion was simply that they're not going to advise me to do anything holistically.
Yeah, I know. But if you show it to them and just show them it's apple juice, just ask them. I mean, I know, but you do want to go with what they say. So don't get me wrong on that. You do. But I will tell you, if they think it's going to be too risky, don't do it. But I would go try to explain that to them. And even if you've got to get a third opinion in someone's office and just say, hey, look, would this be okay? And ask them. Okay? Because there has been a situation. I mean, if she's in a place right now where she can barely hold liquids down, that might be something that might be ease on her. And you don't have to do this. You don't have to finish the flush out by using the because when you take the olive oil and the lemon juice at the end of that, that's what's going to cause the gallbladder to start contracting. But maybe for the next week or so, even easing up on the foods that she's eating, definitely don't have her eat anything with fat in it whatsoever, because that's going to trigger the stimulation of the cholecystokinin, and it'll start causing the gallbladder to contract. But even the freshly squeezed or freshly juiced apple juice and water will be a good solution for her to drink during the next time period, and it may cause some cleansing effect to her body without that contraction. The contraction is something you need to be concerned about, because the body's already doing that, and that's why the gallbladder's kind of going haywire, the little colicky effect that it's doing. And so you definitely don't want to cause that. But if she could just drink the apple juice and water just to be more of a cleansing effect of the body, I don't think they would have a problem with that. But you might want to ask. Tell them you're not trying to do a flush. You just want to give her some light liquids if that would help, that you feel like it would help cleanse the body. And that might be something you can run by them. I don't think there's rarely a doctor out there that's going to say she couldn't drink apple juice and water. I would have that'd be kind of far-fetched. But anyway, those are my thoughts. And go with what they say. Definitely, she's having that much reaction. I side with them on the concept of taking it out. And that, if you're asking my thoughts, I think that's a wise choice. It's just, it's not worth it for her to go through all that pain and misery. The body can heal itself. There's times, however, when the body can be a little challenged. But I think you're going down the right path, and it's good that you're getting multiple people's thoughts on it before you take the plunge. So kudos to you on that, and we'll be here any way that we can. Our scripture for the day comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. It's good stuff. It's true. You know, you were made for a purpose. You were designed for a purpose. You know, God didn't make you out of an accident. You might think he did, but he didn't. You know, the cool thing is that nobody has the same thumbprint. You don't have the same hair follicle. You don't have the same retina of the eye. Everybody has a very unique and different aspect of those parts of your body. So what does that tell us? It tells us that there's only one of you with a great purpose that you were designed for. So no matter what you're dealing with right now, realize this. If it's an ailment, if it's a feeling of lack of purpose, feeling like you're useless, or you're going through a tough time in life, that God has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. You got to step into that. This is your moment. Don't lose it.
Are Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Check us out, Facebook and Twitter, both. Do anything we can to help you, serve you, get from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Right now, we're going to go to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hello, how you doing?
Living well, man. How can I help?
Well, I got a weird question. I work at Heights outside a lot.
Okay.
And because of that, it's always convenient to go to the bathroom when we need to. And we've always got empty drinking water bottles, so I use that until I can dispose of it properly. But my question is, and I've been doing this type of stuff for 10 years, but when it's cold, my urine looks normal color like anybody else's at, you know, when I first go. But when it's cold, like it has been here in the last week or two, and it gets down in the 50s or 40s, mm-hmm. it turns milky colored. It's weird. I don't know if that is that normal or is that something to worry about or what.
So when it gets cold, it turns a milky color?
Yes, it looks like anybody else's, it, you know, when I first do it. And then when it cools off, you know, when I go get the bottle to properly dispose of the stuff, it's gross looking.
Does that have an odor to it, by chance?
Sometimes, yes.
Does it burn?
And no, and it's been this way for 10 years. I mean, as long as I've been doing this, it's been that way.
Well, have you gone to your doctor and had your analysis and had them check it out, the whole thing, and they said it's okay?
No, I haven't. I've never had any problems. I've always been very healthy.
Sure.
My diet's not the best in the world, but there have been times when I'm bad to drink Cokes and stuff, but there have been times when I've gotten off the Coke kick and drank a lot of water. And
yeah.
It's always that way.
It's
weird. It's clear when I first do it, but it's only when it's cold in that bottle and then it congeals or whatever.
Well, and that could be it. I mean, here's the deal. With urine, it's everybody's urine is different, and what normal is for one person might not be normal for someone else. I mean, the temperature could be one issue. You could be dehydrated. You could not be drinking enough water. I mean, you need to be properly hydrated, just to give you a rule of thumb, you need to drink half your body weight in ounces of water every single day, minimum, bare minimum. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you need 75 ounces every day. Now, if you're a bigger guy and you weigh 250 pounds, I mean, it's a lot of water, 125 ounces. But that's what you need to stay hydrated, to keep your body healthy and functioning at a high level. So it could be that. If you haven't been to your doctor, first and foremost, you always want to go in. I'm a huge test guy. The things rise and fall on the test. And you go in, see your doctor, and they can do your analysis and check a lot just in that little bit of a UA. And see if there's anything going on with your urine. You know, make sure the kidneys are okay. I mean, I know you say you feel healthy and everything's great and you're always a healthy guy. And that's the thing. But remember that 80% of a portion of our body breaks down when we have our first symptom. So that means that you could be trucking along feeling great and 50% of your body, there could be an issue in one of your organ systems. You wouldn't even know it. Typically, 80% of something has to be broken down before we experience our first symptom. So just keep that in mind, and it's good to have a checkup. If you got anything weird going on, it's always good to go in and get at least some basic blood work and get a urine analysis just to make sure the body's okay, just to make sure everything's all right. But I'll get that checked out for sure, no doubt about it. I'd go in, just get a simple urine analysis, and maybe even just a CBC, which is a very, very basic blood test. And they can tell a lot by that. But get that checked out. Let me know. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. Let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Dr. Asa?
Yes, sir. How can I help?
Well, I've been dealing with tinnitus or tinnitus. I'm not sure exactly how it's pronounced.
It's tinnitus. That's okay.
Tinnitus, ringing in the ears. I've had it for about a year. and I've been to all kinds of doctors, ear, nose, throat doctors, all that sort of stuff, and I go in, tell them what's going on, and they say live with it.
Yeah,
and it's I've got it so bad that I've got to take Ambien to sleep with. Otherwise, I never would. I guess at some point I would, but I just don't go to sleep. And anyway, that's the reason for my call.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Tinnitus is a real. It is, and that's why a lot of doctors just say, "Well, that's all we can do," or you know, live with it, or whatever the final verdict is. And it is a challenge. Now, is it more in your right ear or left ear? Or both?
The majority of the time it's in my right ear, but a lot of, like right now when I'm talking to you, I hear it. It's like it's in the center of my head and I hear it in both ears.
I got it. Is it something that, were you exposed to a lot of loud noises? What's your background as far as your hearing goes?
Oh, I'm in the printing business. I'm around printing equipment, printing presses, folders, things like that. I've been exposed to some noise, but, I mean, not, it's not an everyday thing.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
well,
even
I don't think you have to be stuck. There is possibility. Remember, there's always hope, you know, to get our health
back.
Well,
that's right.
Yeah, we don't ever lose that. And things can happen. Good things can happen. So here's kind of a nutshell of some things we do know. Now, with tinnitus, there can be root causes of it, and it could be damage. So if it is damage, that's hard to repair. So if it's from being around loud noises, printing equipment, whatever it might be, and people that are in the concert business and all that kind of thing, they have a lot of hearing issues. But the good news is that it could be food allergy related. So it's always worth trying that and seeing if the body can kick it out that way. Get rid of all the wheat in your diet, anything that has flour in it, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Gluten is a big trigger for ringing in the ear in the right ear. Add in manganese. Manganese is a mineral. You can pick it up at your health food store. Add in some manganese. That's the number one deficiency for the left ear. Now, it might work, and it might not. But you just want to at least go that route first to see how the body responds. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. Like Thank Our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.